Ukraine has never seen such a large number of foreign visitors, making the Euro 2012 championship a celebration, as well as a challenge. When it became obvious the visiting football fans would overwhelm the country's limited hotel space, Ukrainian citizens decided to lend a hand by inviting them to stay in their homes. One of those fans is Bjarne Luther, a 39-year-old Danish businessman. When Luther found out that hotel prices in Ukraine had soared fivefold during the Euro Championship, he thought about canceling his plans. But through an internet site, he met Mariana and Dmytro Litovchenko, who volunteered space in their home to help save Ukraine's international reputation.
On TV, I heard about this initiative, Rooms for Free. They said the prices are too high. Europeans are disappointed.
We thought it was very difficult for many fans to come because it's too expensive, and we are ready to give them such an opportunity.
Bjarne is grateful to his hosts for the roof over his head and for the opportunity to learn more about Ukraine.
Everything is overpriced because of the football, so it's very difficult to find something for money. And that was one reason. And so I like to traveling and meet people and hear their life story. And so I think it's a good opportunity to get in to understand the country more, otherwise I'm just sitting in a hotel room.
Michael Knight emigrated from Ukraine to the United States more than 40 years ago. He came to the Euro Championship to support his favorite Ukrainian team and is staying with Victoria Denisenko's family.
We wanted to make a gesture from Ukraine. We wanted to show that, apart from the ill political side, there is a human, normal side of Ukraine.
Knight says even though the Ukrainian football team did not do so well, Ukraine is still winning.
This Euro is success. Ukraine win on a big scale. Ukraine win on big scale for one reason. They put on the map in every village, in every town, all over the world.
And Knight returns the hospitality during his free time between football matches by teaching English to kids in a local youth camp. The idea to provide free housing had grassroots origins, says Victoria Svitlova of the Friendly Ukraine organization.
There was the initiative which came from people, common people.
And project coordinator Maxim Prodan says that compared to other cities where Euro championships have been held, it is only in Kyiv that more than 1,000 foreign guests have been accommodated for free.
We wanted to show that we not only have expensive hotels, but also nice and kind people who are ready to host for free.
For producer Oksana Lihostova, Amy Katz, VOA News.